Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Any addiction, whether it's alcoholism, eating disorder, gambling addiction, sexual addiction, is a symptom of a deep longing in the soul for something that only Christ can fill. So, those of us that have, had to seek recovery, myself included, I mean, we have had to really get more in touch with surrendering all of our life to Christ. Because until such time as we're able to find fulfillment in the Lord, we're going to seek what we call, false solutions, or what some in our field have called false idols. And the very idea that there are ways to meet these deep soul desires through sexual arousal is just, one of the major lies that's currently out there in our culture.
Which I guess, there's a lot more been done in terms of brain science and all those things that, we are really kind of rewire our brains many times if we're getting wrapped up in some sort of sexual addiction behavior.
Well, that's one of the things that excites me so much. One of the things that I just am thrilled about is that when modern science comes along to confirm the truth of the Bible. So, Paul wrote about in Romans. First of all, in the first chapter of Romans, he has a whole lot to say about the moral depravity of the Roman culture. But then finally in chapter 12, chapter 12, he says, don't be conformed to the ways of this world, but be renewed by the transformation of your mind, he says. So, it's true. Neuroscience has proven to us that, if you get involved in a repetitive pattern of behavior, it does, in fact, create neurological connections, pathways in the brain, so that the brain literally gets wired in ways to be more dependent on those kinds of behaviors. But now the good news is that Paul was right. One of my favorite neuroscientific words is the word neuroplasticity, which means that the brain can be transformed. It can be changed. And the way we change the brain is to get involved in healthy behaviors. So those new healthy behaviors can also, strangely enough, form neurological connections in the brain. And those new healthy connections can, in fact, override the old ones. So it's literally true that you can change your brain. And spiritual disciplines, spiritual practices, spiritual community is all definitely a part of that. And we don't have to be dependent on this or addicted to this for the rest of our life, because brain change is possible.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.